Turkey is preparing for a runoff vote for president. Our next guest argues it could be the last free and fair vote in the country. That is, if the incumbent, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, wins a third term. Erdogan is known for his nativist populist rhetoric and his dilution of democratic institutions. Let's talk now to Soner Çapday, Turkey scholar at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Welcome.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you for hosting me.
The coming runoff pits the incumbent president Erdogan against challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. If Erdogan wins, which many expect, you say this could be Turkey's last free and fair election while Erdogan is still in the picture. Can you explain that?
Indeed. Since coming to power 20 years ago, President Erdogan has built a base of adoring supporters, delivered quite phenomenal economic growth. But he's also has got other side of his personality that he has eliminated checks and balances, eliminated rule of law, and locked up dissidents, and demonized his opposition. I think Turkey is now at an inflection point where if Erdogan loses, it can revert back to democracy under Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. And if Erdogan wins, the last vestiges of rule of law and institutional autonomy will disappear. And elections, which have been unfair for a long time, will cease to be free simultaneously.
The way you describe it, it sounds like a familiar authoritarian playbook. I'm thinking Xi Jinping, Viktor Orban, Putin, Bolsonaro. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. But unlike Bolsonaro and Netanyahu and Trump, Erdogan is the best among the inventors or executors of nativist populist politics. He has never been defeated. He's a political dreadnought. So I think Erdogan sees these other nativist populist leaders as amateurs because he says, how do you lose elections once you come to power? I have been doing this for 20 years. I'm so good at it, and I will not lose this time.
Now, conversely, if the challenger, Kılıçdaroğlu, wins, do you think the pendulum could swing back toward democracy? What is that scenario?
Completely. I always argue that if countries could be vegetables, Turkey would be the analytical onion. What does that mean? It doesn't have an analytical core. It defies Manichaean binarisms. So a lot of people have been saying that Turkey is a dictatorship under Erdogan. That's not true. Turkey is a democracy that has fallen under an autocrat. And Kılıçdaroğlu represents a chance for Turkey to turn back to democracy. And we saw on May 14th, in the first tour of the election, that notwithstanding Erdogan's incumbency advantages, you know, controls 90% of the media, most of the institutions, he still could not get majority. So did he win? Probably not, because a leader with these incumbency advantages should have won a landslide. So Kılıçdaroğlu represents a chance to revert Turkey back to democracy. He's already promised that he would release unfairly jailed politicians and civil society activists, reestablish rule of law and institutional autonomy. So the choice in Turkey is really stark between a more autocratic path, a more purely autocratic form of government, and democracy.
Mm-hmm. How do you explain Erdogan's political staying power? This is despite monetary policies that, as you say, have stoked inflation to 45-50%, despite what many consider a very slow response to the earthquake, where the relief agency is run by a pro-Erdogan theologian, I gather, rather than a technocrat.
That's correct. Yes, not an engineer, but a theologian was running Turkey's equivalent of FEMA. So I think Erdogan is a Janus-faced politician. He does have a bright side. The millions that he has lifted out of poverty, also attracted to his conservative message, really love him. And I think that there's about a third of Turkey's electorate that will vote for him regardless. It doesn't matter. Just because they love this leader and they can connect to his message and they feel like he represents them in politics. There's about a third of Turkey that despises him because he demonizes and brutalizes these demographics. The middle was what was in the race for during the polls. And I think what Erdogan did is he used this masterful information control narrative because he controls 90% of the media. And while 80% of Turkey's citizens follow the news only through Turkish language outlets, they don't speak other languages, Erdogan can curate reality for the citizens. So the citizens in the run-up to elections did not read about 50% inflation, an earthquake after which government agencies were not there to provide relief, human rights abuses, but they read about how Erdogan had made Turkey a great industrial military power. That worked, together with large amounts of cash transfers that came from Russia and Gulf monarchies, which Erdogan handed out in the form of really generous Social Security benefits, wage increases, loan forgiveness, and cheap credit. So Vladimir Putin, I think, helped Erdogan. Putin likes Erdogan as a fellow like-minded leader with whom he can challenge U.S.-led liberal international order. So I think if Erdogan wins, Putin will be very happy, and I would not be surprised if he's the first leader to call Erdogan to congratulate him.
Soner Çağdaş is a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He's a Turkey scholar. Thank you very much.
Great pleasure. Thank you.